Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And here's what I'm going to say about the Giants. Boy, Saquon Barkley, man, he is a tremendous player. Too bad the rest of his team stinks because, boy, last night, what? Just another brutal performance by the Giants last night, bro. Where do you want to start?
You know where I want to
with
start
with this team. Where do you want to start?
I actually want to start away from where we're going to end up because I know where we're going to end up. We should end up. We're going to end up with the quarterback. We're going to end up with the wide receiver.
Okay.
We're going to end up with the offense. How about we start with something that should not go under the radar? How about we start with the fact that their defense has been embarrassingly bad. Do you realize
how many
this
tackles
defense,
have they missed?
150
tackles, constantly missing tackles.
The Giants play defense like they're trying to tackle Saquon Barkley. Like everybody is Saquon Barkley.
Right. Yeah.
This defense has given up 100 points in the last 3 weeks. That's what they've done. And yesterday in the second half of this game, even though Pat Shurmur got deeply offended that this question should ever be asked, I was offended by Shurmur being offended. He was asked about guys giving up. Coach, it looked like you guys gave up.
It did. I agree with you.
It looked like the guys on defense had no interest in playing the second half of this game. So we'll get to the quarterback in the offense. We should get there. But how about we start? How about the opening drive of the second half? I know the game's probably over anyway.
24-6 already at that point.
How about them letting the Eagles march down the field like it's no problem?
Yep.
How about on a 3rd and 14 after Olivier Vernon actually sacks the quarterback, they let Jordan Matthews get 16 yards? Because you know what the Eagle offense did, Joe? I didn't know this was allowed. They threw the ball
down the field.
Down the field.
They did. They did.
I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Yeah, no. Bro, there's so many things. You're right about the defense. How about the Giants special teams? How bad are they? I mean, they have Beckham returning punts last night. He fumbled one punt. He recovered it. But, I mean, how many punt returns did they get burned on by the Eagles last night?
Yeah.
Right? A couple big returns by the Eagles last night in this football game. One that set up a touchdown after that play at the goal line. And we could get into the offensive line.
Mm.
Michael Bennett abusing Nate Solder on a strip sack where the Giants were lucky that Solder recovered the ball on a half-yard line. I mean, we could go on and on. I mean, how bad it is right now for the Giants.
Well, it's
all over the place.
It's a take your pick on which part of the awfulness of the Giants you want to start with.
Because
you could even want to go to the top. How about the GM? Dave Gettleman's done a terrible job.
Yep.
Well, all he talked about was hog mollies. Where the hell are they?
Yeah.
Where the hog
mollies?
We're
out of hog mollies.
You can change the offensive line, which he did. They still stink.
Yep.
Nate Solder has been a bust so far. Patrick Omame doesn't look like an NFL player. Poor Chad Wheeler is probably not an NFL player. Will Hernandez, I think, has potential.
Yeah,
but
he had a
moments.
Nice block on that one of the big runs by Barkley last night. I think it was the first one, the 55-yard run. He had a nice block to spring him on that. But you're 100% right. And look, the quarterback looks like he's been hit so many times now over the number of years that he's just gun shy now. I mean, that's what he looks like to me.
You know what?
He really does.
The quarterback and the offensive line have a horrible marriage right now because The quarterback makes the offensive line look worse, and the offensive line makes the quarterback look worse.
No question about it.
They have a horrible relationship with each other right now. Both parts are bad. The line is bad. The quarterback is not playing well. He's just not.
Not at all.
And you know what? I have great respect for Eli. I still think he's a Hall of Famer, two championships, all that. But none of that is relevant when we talk about this football team in this moment right now.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it. I mean, what's their record over the last 4 years? Like 27-44 or something like that. And that's including a playoff appearance. And, of course, they lost that game. And they're 4-18 in the last 2 years, 4-19 going back to that playoff game they lost to the Packers.
Joe, they're entering a period that you would talk to me about, that historians would talk to me about, that I would read about. I am experiencing, as a mid-30-year-old, the 70s.
Yeah.
Because that's what they are right now.
That's what they are right now.
They're utterly, they have no direction.
Yep. Yep.
They're losing games every single week in many different ways. They look dysfunctional as all hell. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
They are a circus right now. They have become the Jets.
They really have. And let's be honest. And I'm going to say this. And we, you know, you and I have been kind to Beckham. Okay, but let's be honest about this. This guy walks. I'm watching a game, and I'm saying to myself, okay, there's 2 seconds left after the Eagles missed that. Elliott misses that 54-yard field goal after Rosas missed one, too, from 52. I think the injury hurt him there because it was short, even though it was right on line.
Yep.
So, but Elliott misses the field goal, and there's 2 seconds left, and I'm saying to myself, okay, it's 24-6, and Philly's getting the ball to start the second half. What are the Giants going to do here? Are they going to kneel on it with 2 seconds, or are they going to try to run a play? So the next thing I see is Beckham walking off the field into the tunnel, and now the Giants are lining up in a shotgun to run a play. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. You're going to run one play with 2 seconds left, and you don't have your home run guy on the field for that play? What? I bro, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
But here's the problem.
Are you serious?
The problem is I'm starting to believe it because this is who he is.
Bro.
And after the game,
unbelievable.
The excuse from this coach, who by the way so far has been a disaster.
A disaster.
He's been awful.
A disaster.
All right, you can
through
change
6 games he's been a disaster.
Ben McAdoo, Pat Shurmur,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
All right. He's a better in a press conference. I'll give Shurmur that. He's a little bit better in a press conference.
Yes.
But after the game, the excuse is already written. He needed an IV.
Yeah.
Now,
he couldn't wait 2 minutes to get the IV?
I don't know if he needed an IV and didn't need an IV. I don't know if he could have waited 2 minutes. But
and because the halftime is only 5 or 10 minutes? So
right.
What does it take, an hour to get the IV? How long does it take?
You know what the problem is? I am not, you are not, no Giant fan. We're not giving him the benefit of the doubt.
You can't.
I'm sorry.
You can't anymore.
Others I would. Not him.
No, I agree.
Not him.
I agree.
And so the other thing Odell does, what else is new, is he makes a scene. He cries like a baby. He bangs his head against the air conditioning unit,
whatever that thing is,
And so after the game, I'm curious, what's Odell upset about? Because timing-wise, I was curious, what is he upset about? That he didn't get the football? What's his problem?
Right.
And his answer was, I was firing myself up. Well, you know what, Odell? You know the cameras are on you. You know it's all about you.
Yep, if you all about him.
If you want to fire yourself up, how about you get away from everybody so you don't become the scene and the story? Because it seems like that's what Odell is concerned about. He wants to be the story. Well, I got a breaking news flash for Odell Beckham Jr. You're not the best player on your team anymore.
No.
Because there's a guy who walked into this building.
Oh, my God.
And not only does he come across like a classy individual, but he's flat out better. Saquon Barkley, Joe. And I feel bad for him.
Bro, he did.
He's a game changer right now.
He did everything he could to win that football game last night. I mean, some of the runs he had. I thought the best run he had all night, and he had an unbelievable game. I mean, 130 whatever yards rushing. He ran that 50-yard touchdown run, that catch and run for about 55 yards and all of that. I thought the best run he had was a 9-yard run.
Yes.
Where he jumps over. He hurdles like 2 or 3 guys to get 9 yards.
You're right.
Are you kidding me?
You're so right.
But, I mean, the rest of his team, oh, my God. And I'm going to say this about Ben. Don't tell me that this guy is not a problem in that locker room because I'm not buying it, bro. That is, to me, one of the big problems they have is him and this, and how he's perceived in that locker room. They can tell me whatever they want to tell me, and you can't tell me the quarterback's not ticked off with what he said and all of that. There's an issue with that guy on that team.
Well, think about this. There's 53 guys in a locker room. There's a lot of guys in a locker room, which means there may be more than one issue, right? So is Odell Beckham Jr. one of the issues? I'd find it hard to believe if he wasn't.
How could he not be?
But Jordan Ronan, who you know,
yes,
wrote a story this morning with unnamed Giants losing faith in the quarterback, which is probably an issue too.
I think you're right.
Not that they dislike him.
No.
They don't believe in him.
Bro, I don't think he's the same guy anymore.
He's not.
I think he's been hit so many times now over the last couple years because of their brutal offensive line that he's almost done. He's just not the same quarterback anymore.
He's not the same
quarterback.
He's
looking for the bailout all the time on his underneath stuff. That's all he's looking for.
Check down central.
Constantly. It's bad.
And you know what's going to make it worse? Here's why it's bad. Now, I don't know if Dave Gettleman's changed his mind or Pat Shurmur's changed his mind about this quarterback in the future, but you have to think long and hard because this season's over. They're going to go 3-13 again,
looks
potentially.
Looks that way.
Maybe worse, maybe a little bit better. Yep. I don't know.
Looks that way.
Who cares, though? Tweedledee, Tweedledum, right? Doesn't matter.
No, well, here's the good news. They're going to get a high draft choice again.
Right, and they're probably this time going to draft a quarterback.
You would think so.
Eli Manning, and I don't blame him for this. He's a competitor. He doesn't think he's lost it.
Well,
he thinks he can still play.
Sure, of course.
So this breakup, if it eventually leads to a breakup, Joe, is going to be bad. It's already bad. It's already bad if Jordan Ronan is accurate that there are quote-unquote unnamed Giants who don't believe in the guy.
I'm sure there are.
And here, you know, to me, I said this to you off air, for your era, the holy grail of running backs is Jim Brown.
Yes.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
In my era, for anybody who I think is under the age of 40, maybe, it's Barry Sanders.
Well, to me, he's the next guy. If you ask me, the 1-2 of running backs of all time, to me, it's Jimmy Brown and Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah, and I wish.
Those are the guys.
I so wish there as a list of guys I wish I could have seen play.
Right.
One of them is Jim Brown.
Right.
I would have loved to have seen Jim Brown play.
Right. Fortunately for me, I've seen all these
You've
guys.
You've seen them all.
I'm very lucky
you
in
missed
that regard.
Babe Ruth, unfortunately.
Well, but I mean, as far as football, let's be honest. I mean, the NFL really started like in the early 60s is when it really – well, I guess 58 with the overtime game was when it really came into fore like it is today.
The modern
setting
NFL.
Setting it up what it is today.
No, absolutely.
Right. So I've seen all of that. I'm fortunate.
Barry Sanders, to me, is the holy grail of my era.
Right.
And so when Saquon gets compared to Barry Sanders, you have two reactions. Number one is, wow, that's great. The other reaction – and I say this with immense peace and love to Barry Sanders because it wasn't his fault. He won nothing.
Yeah. They won one playoff game in the entire time.
His career record,
yep,
not his fault, was under 500.
Yep. 78 and 82, I think.
Yes, around that
rate. That's what it is.
Okay. So if you're a Giant fan and you're dreaming of Saquon being Barry Sanders talent-wise, that's great. But the problem is, and this is what we went through, what everyone's gone through, running backs don't win you games.
Nope.
And here's the modern example of it. Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
When Ezekiel Elliott, Joe, had a great offensive line, how perfect was Zeke for the Dallas Cowboys? They won 13 games. They're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is great. Final piece of the puzzle. Well, what happens now when the quarterback's exposed, mm-hmm, when the line isn't
they
as good?
They got no receivers.
You have no receivers. How valuable is Ezekiel Elliott right now?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And it's not Barkley's fault. Barkley may go down as the best player in that draft.
He's tremendous.
And what did we hear often from Dettino and the Giants? Will he wear that gold jacket someday? Well, guess what? Even if he does, to the Giant fans listening right now, they don't give a damn about jackets. They want to win championships.
Yep.
And unfortunately, a guy as talented, as immensely talented as Saquon Barkley is, they don't win you championships. And in a way, I feel bad for this kid because he's in this town performing incredibly well, and yet he's going to be compared to a guy who plays a completely different position, who may never be as good at his job as what Saquon is at his job, but it won't matter because the importance of that position supersedes everything.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you're talking about Donald. Yeah, no, of course. The situation with the Giants right now, you're right. I mean, it's starting to get to where – you know, they were in the late 70s, you know, late 70s, even into, 1980, even into that, period before they drafted LT and everything changed in 1981. But, I mean, that's kind of where the Giants are right now. I mean, they really are.
And that's a scary
place. It's a scary place to be.
Because every time I read and heard your descriptions, my dad's descriptions about the late 70s, you know what my reaction was? That doesn't even sound real. The Giants could never have been that pathetic.
They were bad, bro.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's tough to imagine, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
It's like someone trying to tell you about the New York Highlanders. You say to yourself, that didn't exist. What are you talking about? The Yankees with that? That's how foreign that is to our era. Well, guess what? It ain't that foreign anymore because over the last 2 years and really before that, despite the one McAdoo playoff year, this franchise had went from mediocre to now downright pathetic. They are a pathetic franchise right now. And everybody deserves blame.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep. I completely agree. I completely agree. And you know what else they did? They woke the sleeping giant that is the Eagles last night. You know? They really did.
Sure.
I mean, maybe the Eagles now and Wentz look. How about the play Wentz made? The first touchdown pass after Eli throws that pick on the second play of the game, which really set the tone for the night.
Sure did.
Olivier Vernon, who actually played pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, he really did. He was going by Jason Peters all night long. He had a sack later on. It looks like he's going to get Wentz down for a sack on that drive, and Wentz gets away and makes this throw across his body to Alshon Jeffries for the touchdown. How about that play?
Well, it's
– wow.
You are looking at what some quarterbacks in this era can do, and Carson Wentz can do that. And that definitely set the tone for the game. The Giants settle for a field goal on their next drive, and then I think it was – there was a couple of big plays, especially on the ground, because they ran the football well when they decided to with Clement and Smallwood.
Yeah, they ran it pretty well. You're right.
They didn't do a terrible job. And from then on, it was just all downhill for this football team. We got a really busy show
today. I guess this guy's going to the game Sunday. This guy, he's a cult fan outside of the Good Morning football studio in New York, and he's got to be going to the game. Maybe I'll see him Sunday.
You can say hi to him, but I can guarantee you this, Joe. I can guarantee you this. There will be far fewer Colt fans at MetLife Stadium than there were Eagle fans.
Oh, there was a lot of Eagle fans. There had to be at least 10,000 Eagle fans.
Tons. And by the end of the game, it was Philadelphia.
Isn't that the way it always is now?
Always.
You know, one thing I will say, though, you see it, too. You know. The visiting teams now, there's always tons of visiting team fans at these games.
Secondary market has a lot to do with it.
Unbelievable.
Toll-free numbers, 877-337-6666. Busy show today. Carl Banks at 11 will get his take on this debacle. We're going to make our NFL picks a little earlier today at 1040 because in the noon hour, Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone's going to meet the media. So you'll have a chance to hear from them.
By the way, this is Dolph's one mission, and he's right, and I'm not saying he's wrong. We are brought to you by, you know what, we are live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats, of course, and cheese is only at my favorite store, Shop Right. I may not be there Sunday because I'm going to the Jet game, but I probably will be there at some point over the weekend.
And the following Sunday, you'll definitely be there.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to the Viking game, but that is a home game too.
That is another home game.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I've already seen a line on that game. Can you believe they set
lines
out?
On the Viking game already?
Yeah, they're getting three as of right now.
How could they even have a year? Come on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.